We're going to continue the next result is one that I would probably spend a good deal of time on, but we'll turn to it. It's Proverbs. Well, we'll turn to Psalm 107 first. This is what God does in your physical body through his word. Psalm 107, beginning in verse 17 and reading through verse 20. Now, I always tell people when I read this verse, it speaks about the people in the other church because it says fools. So, of course, that doesn't apply to anybody here, but, you know, the people in other meetings. So it says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, so that they drew near to the gates of death. In other words, they were, as we say, at death's door. They had come to the end of all medical help. Nothing more could be done for them. Then verse 19 says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. My comment on that is some people leave it very late to pray. They've come to the end of the road, they're at death's door, nothing can help them, and then they cry out to the Lord. But God is so merciful, he still hears people like that. So we find God's response in verse 20. God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. How did God answer that cry for healing? What did he send? His word. You understand? Through his word, he provided healing for their physical bodies. If you look at verses 19 and 20, it says in those two verses, God saved them, he healed them, he delivered them. Those are the three great acts of God's mercy. He saves from sin, he heals from sickness, and he delivers from the power of Satan. What does he use to do it? What does he send? He sends his word, saves, heals, and delivers. There are some of you here this evening, you have some physical problem. You may be saying, well, I wish Brother Prince would stop and pray for me. I want to tell you that God is visiting you right now. He's sending his word. If you can appropriate it, you can walk out of this meeting tonight healed because the word of God has come to you. Now let me turn to the other great passage on physical healing, which is in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21 and 22. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now God is talking about his words and his sayings. And then he says in verse 22, for they, his words and his sayings, are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. What does all their flesh mean? It means our whole physical body. So God says his words and his sayings, if we can find them, will bring life to us and health to our whole physical body. And the alternative reading in many Bibles for the word health is medicine. So God has provided medicine or health for our whole physical body, all our flesh. How has he provided it? Through his words and through his sayings. Now this is the passage that got me out of hospital. After 1 year and end, when doctors had proved unable to provide a cure, studying the Bible for myself and reasoning. Because I was a philosopher, I had special problems. See, every time I read about healing, I said, yes, but that only means the healing of my soul. God really isn't interested in my body. But when I got to Proverbs 4:22, when it said, health to all their flesh, I said to myself, not even a philosopher can make flesh mean soul or spirit. So I said, I'm going to take it that way. And then I decided I'd take it as my medicine. I was a medical orderly, so I knew about giving people medicine. So I said to myself, I'm going to take God's word as my medicine. And then I said, how do people take their medicine? The usual answer is 3 times daily after meals. Now, this is an example of being simple, you understand? I could have been clever and stayed sick. But I was simple and I got healed. So I said, I'm going to take God's word as my medicine 3 times daily after meals. So after each main meal, I went away, got alone by myself, opened my Bible, bowed my head and said, God, you've said that these words of yours will be health to me or medicine to all my flesh. I'm taking them as my medicine now in the name of Jesus. I didn't receive a miracle. It was the most unhealthy climate I could have been in, the Sudan. And in that unhealthy climate, God's word brought me perfect, permanent health.